Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Daily FX Market News.
June 18, 4 o'clock America, New York, U.S. dollar week ahead. Bearish bets increase after Fed's hawkish pause. The U.S. dollar index's DXY index fall below key support suggests the market seems to be at odds with the U.S. Federal Reserve's hawkish hold.
Marginal Revolution.
June 18, 3:17 America, New York, a mild return for Danish phrenology? A new study in Denmark used machine learning techniques on photographs of faces of Danish politicians to predict whether their political ideology is left or right wing.
New York Times Business.
June 18, 3 o'clock America, New York, why what we thought about the global economy is no longer true. While the world's eyes were on the pandemic, the war in Ukraine and China, the paths to prosperity and shared interests have grown murkier. Factory workers at a Chinese company in Mexico.
Marginal Revolution.
June 18, 1:25 America, New York, vertical migration externalities, or another reason why California taxes are too high. State income taxes affect federal income tax revenue by shifting the spatial distribution of households between high and low productivity states, thereby changing household incomes and tax payments.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 18, 0:01 America, New York, lots of hiring, but not so much working. Companies are resisting layoffs even as economic weakness looms.
Global Economy.
June 18, 0:00 America, New York, America is telling a very different story about trade. A paradigm shift is underway, even if the details are still catching up with the narrative.
Daily FX Market News.
June 17, 20:00 America, New York, Gold Weekly Forecast. Gold, ZAU, USD. Bears fail to find acceptance below 100-day MA, where to next? Gold looks set to end a pivotal week with more questions than answers as market participants appear to be ignoring the Fed. Is a retest of $2,000 per ounce on the cards?
Global Economy.
June 17, 1758 America, New York, Blinken visits Beijing on mission to mend fractured U.S.-China ties. Secretary of State's trip is most hopeful sign since spy balloon incident dragged relations to new lows. Marginal Revolution.
June 17, 1444 America, New York, UK NHS fact of the day. Germany has 6 for every 1,000 people, Belgium has 5, we have 2. Here is an essay by Sam Friedman. How bad does it need to get? Via Nick Thornsby. The post UK NHS fact of the day appeared first on Marginal Revolution.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 17, 1154 America, New York, the unseen costs of intellectual property. Arguments in favor of intellectual property, IP, boil down to innovation. If not for giving company X a monopoly on producing good Y would have never been produced, and we would be worse off. Therefore, the government should enforce intellectual property.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 17, 11 o'clock America, New York, why Duolingo has replaced TV ads with free TikTok posts. The language learning app now relies more on memes, helping it climb to 20 million daily active users.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 17, 10:07 America, New York, farmers worry agriculture deal will curb competition. Consumer advocates are saying that Bunge's $8.2 billion agreement to buy Viterra could drive up prices, while Bunge says the companies don't overlap.
New York Times Business.
June 17, 9:37 America, New York, Binance reaches deal with government to avert U.S. shutdown. The Securities and Exchange Commission agreed on a compromise with Binance that will keep the exchange open as it battles a fraud lawsuit. Changpeng Zhao, the chief executive of Binance.
New York Times Business.
June 17, 8:08 America, New York, the space industry is taking off. Space law is still a mystery. Estimated to be worth about $460 billion, space businesses sometimes operate in legal black holes. Revenue from private space ventures will reach $1 trillion by 2040, Citigroup analysts predict.
Daily FX Market News.
June 17, 4 o'clock America, New York, Euro forecast. Bullish breakout signals upward price trend ahead for Euro, USD. Market skepticism over the Fed's plans to resume tightening and expectations that the ECB will have to do more in the coming months to tame inflation could push Euro, USD higher in the near term.
Global economy.
June 17, 0000 America, New York, a warning for the smug mortgage bores. Interest rate pain will come to us all in time, and it could well cost the Tories the next election.
BBC News Business.
June 16, 2311 America, New York, mortgages to go up by average of £2,900 a year for 800,000, says Resolution Foundation. Rising rates means those looking to remortgage will pay £2,900 a year more in 2024, a think tank says.
BBC News Business. June 16, 2157 America, New York. Why Spotify's big bet on Meghan fell flat. The end of the Duchess of Sussex's podcast on Spotify is a sign of wider change in the industry. BBC News Business.
June 16, 2134 America, New York, whistleblowing banker who went to prison speaks out. Peter Johnson, who was jailed for rigging interest rates, speaks publicly for the first time since being released in 2018,